Hey, hey, welcome back to Share Sincere, where you will find love and light and hopefully leave better than you came. Let's talk about it. Today's topic is, how low can you go? Yeah, I'm not talking about dancing and getting your groove on. I'm talking about how humble can you be? You know, just for a little connection here. When I'm cleaning my house, sometimes I like to get down on my hands and my feet and just look around like, whoa, if I didn't get down that low, I wouldn't see these crumbs over here. I wouldn't see this dust over here. Because when I'm standing up, it's a whole nother view of what I see down there. But sometimes you got to get low, down low to people that may not be on your level. In God's word, Romans 12:16, he says, be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise to your own conceits. Now, why do you think God told us that? Because you can learn something from anyone. Someone younger than you. Someone maybe not as educated as you. Someone not so experienced as you in a certain area. We can learn something from everyone and anyone. So I want you to put that in perspective for a minute, my brothers and sisters. How many times have you gone about your day? And whether you're at work, at school, in the store, wherever you may be, you turn your nose down to someone because you feel like they're not, you're judging them, right? Because of how they look or how what they're doing and how you feel, they're not on my level. I don't have to speak to them. They're not on my level. I don't have to help them because obviously, they're not trying to help themselves. We need to stop this kind of stinking thinking. Because God tells us to love thy neighbors. And thy neighbors, not the person next to your home, is everyone out there in the world that you encounter on a daily basis. So whether you have a PhD, a master's degree, a bachelor's degree, an associate's degree, whether you are the CEO, the you know, whatever. Whether you're the janitor, whether you're the cashier, whether you're the farmer, the mechanic, whatever you may do in life does not qualify yourself as being better than someone else. I'm just going to put it out there like that. Your position in life does not make you better than anyone. Just because you make $200,000 a year and they make $25,000 a year. That does not make you better than them. Because honestly, they probably could teach you something about being humble. If your head is in the sky like, it's all about you. So my word today is coming to tell you that sometimes we need to look at the perspective of someone that's lower than ourselves and find out why they're there. What you can do to encourage them, to edify them, even if it's a little something can go a long way in someone's life. That little smile you give them can go a long way. That little hello you give them can go a long way. That little help you give them can go a long way. So the next time you see someone in need, help them. Help them. The next time you see some younger person a little out of control or thinking they're too wise and high mighty than others, encourage them to be humble. Encourage them that love themselves. Because sometimes we treat people that may not be on our level, we treat them like they're not enough. because we feel that we're not enough. Maybe it's something that you're hiding in the back of your mind about yourself that makes you feel like you don't need to go out that extra step, that extra mile, that extra whatever to be there for someone else. So our all egos and pride have to be aside. Because when you get down to where they are and see their perspective on life, you may learn some. You may appreciate things more. You may be like, wow, I didn't think like this before. I didn't realize this is how it is. And ultimately, it will keep you humble. Because honestly, you could be at that position at any moment. What if you lost everything like Job in the Bible? What if you lost everything that you loved? Everyone that you loved? In a matter of a couple of minutes, and you had to start over from being at the top and being at having everything you desired and wanted, and now you got to start fresh, humble, low. That stuff will make you really think really quick, like, wow, I never thought I was going to be in this position again. Now I got to start all over. And I hope that your heart was right when you were up and added in high on life. Because when you get to that point, if you get to that point where you got to start fresh, your perspective is going to change on how you treat others around you and how others treat you. You may see it from a different light then. So what I'm saying is that sometimes you got to get low. You got to get on your knees, you get on your hands and look low and see what is it around here that I'm missing. Because it's something that you need to gain from those around you that you would not even imagine. Because I know I researched this before, like some people in third world countries, and you know they have a lot less than we even have over here, the average person. Some of those families over there don't have clean water. Their food is lacking supply. But guess what? They're humble and they're happy. Why? Why are they happy, you ask? Because they have their family and they have their priorities in order. They know what matters most, and that's the people that are around them that make them feel loved, that make them feel valued, appreciated. Without love, we have nothing. Without God, we have nothing. God is love. And if you can't even love your brother and your sister, how can you say you love God? So the next time you want to complain about somebody, or complain about what you don't have, think about people that are in worse conditions and situations than you ever imagined yourself being in. And how humble they are, how appreciative they are, just to get a little sum, which you may take for granted. You know, you remember back in the days, your parents send you to the next door neighbor to borrow a cup of sugar, a cup of flour, couple slices of bread, whatever. Your parents had to humble themselves. And that person next door that was doing a little better, they had to humble themselves too and help. Because that what God has called us to do is help one another, be there for one another, serve one another. So that custodian in that school, you may not want to do that job, but they take it, you know, important that their job is this, to take care of this whole school, to keep it clean, you know, to be on call when you need them. They find their job to be important, and it is, because without custodians in our school, it will be a mess, a hot mess. So we need them. without the cashiers in the store. Yeah, I know. They got the self-checkouts now. Okay. But I'm not talking about that. Without the cashiers, how are we going to do this, you know, these transactions? And it ain't but so many self-checkouts they can have in a store. We need people of all different kind of levels, degrees, education. We need everyone because everyone works together to make this world go round. So, my brothers and sisters, whatever position you are in, don't think low of yourself because, oh, man, I wish I was doing this. I wish I was like her. I wish like I was like him. Oh, man, look at them. They're doing this, and I'm over here just doing this. Love what you do. Don't compare yourself to anyone. And if you want better, do better. Get better. Put the work in to go there and get that. But while you're working to get where you are going, don't look down on anyone else that may be behind you. Because once again, you were there before. And all my brothers and sisters that are in high places or in important positions that you feel are, you know, essential, don't look down upon those people that are just there to be helpers or attendees or assistants, or because they're not in that lead spot, does not make their spot less important. Get down low, my brothers and sisters. See the perspective of those people around you. Even go high sometimes and look at the perspective from up here. You think it may be easy being on top, but it's not. It's a lot of responsibility to be in control, to be the leader. So from both ends, low and high, it's a lot to deal with, good and bad. Most importantly, don't give up on each other, don't give up on yourself, and don't give up on God, because he's with us wherever we may go. He knows your heart. So have a pure heart, my brothers and sisters. Care for one another and love thy neighbor as thyself. Everyone is important. So when you go out today, remember that. Everyone is needed in this world because God loves everyone, no matter what they do in life. He loves them equally. And we should love accordingly to how he loves us. All right, my brothers and sisters, I hope I didn't talk ears off too much. But I just felt like that was a word that I needed to share today. So how low can you go? I hope you take this word as you go about your day and really think about it. I hope you are blessed and you are a blessing to others. Have a peaceful day, night, wherever you are in this world. And I pray all is well. Shine your light, my brothers and sisters. Until you hear from me again, God bless you. Peace. I'm out. Sheer Sincere.